Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. Masterclass.com/soundsfun. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now, and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Good morning, Eddie. Happy Wednesday.
Just Wednesday.
Just Wednesday. April Fool's is for the birds. Don't play a trick on me.
Yeah, that's an early hero.
Right.
Is all of the online companies who usually do like, get it, we're changing our logo today, are just like, hey, man, we know.
We know. It's, we get it. We can read the room. This isn't the right year to do this.
You know, read the room has made its way around my family.
The girls can say read the room well.
Oh, and they know it. They know.
Oh my god!
Hey, this isn't a moment. We got to read the room right now, and they all fully get. Like, yeah, I can be joking and singing loudly. Do we also see that people are quiet in the front seat not talking?
So, that's really funny. Wait, we broke one of our own rules where we almost started a conversation before we hit record, because I said, "Are the girls coming in today?" And yeah, you and said, "No,
not today." Because to be honest, they both got this, Lucy's on Babysitter's Club book and Eve is on Magic Treehouse.
Yeah.
And they think you're great, but no one's as great as finishing those books right now. So
is adorable.
Oh, that's been they read more than. I'm sure they've read more than I've read in my whole life. And I like to read, but I'm such a slow reader. Like, I'm so painfully slow that most of my books are audiobooks. They read so much. That's the library being closed has been, I realize, like, of all the struggles of the world.
You're allowed to have that one. There's no hardship Olympics here.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a Kristen Howerton line, but she's the one who says hardship Olympics. But wait, I have a question. Do you think kids read faster? Kids who like to read. I wonder if I was a better reader as a kid because there was less going on in my brain. Meaning, I didn't think about bills. I didn't think about stress. I didn't think about all the things adults think about. And I wonder if that made me a better reader.
Yeah, you're just freely sitting there.
Yeah, because what else is Eve worried about? lukewarm apple, room temperature apple stuff? No.
They aren't thinking about a thing.
They're not thinking about a thing because they know they're going to get lunch.
They're dressed and ready for the day.
That's right. That's
next plan is 9 o'clock dog walk. Like that is, that's
8:55 dancing outside dad's window while he's recording with Annie. Nine o'clock dog walk.
Boy, do I have a big update for you.
Oh, I'm ready.
So do we know that I really like Legos?
Yes. And because you can really go into it. I personally know it. I'm not sure TSF Quarantine knows how much you like Legos.
Yeah. So I there are Lego builders that are crazy obsessive about it. And I'm not that good at Lego. But every couple of years, I get like a real itch. And
how can you not be good at Legos?
Well, I am good at it, but there are people that can create on their own. I like to buy a kit.
Yeah.
I don't have the kind of, like, there are people that can say, like, I want to create, you know, this building that I saw, and then they create a building. I don't have that artistry, but I love, like, so sitting on my desk right now is the Saturn V Rocket Lego, which is,
oh, wow.
It took me probably a week to build, and it is 4 feet tall, 3.5-4 feet tall.
Wow.
Multiple stage rocket. And so I'm sitting inside and something clicked in me yesterday that was like, I gotta get a Lego set. This is exactly perfect. Ellen's been doing it. I'm like, this is exactly what you need in the evening. International Space Station.
Where our buddy astronaut Drew lives.
I didn't even know it existed. It's pretty
small. That's amazing.
But it's 864 pieces.
He'd probably tell you it's pretty small too. He's lived there almost a year.
He's like, yeah.
So...
I don't
That's
have any.
Amazing. Have you started it?
No, I haven't even bought it. I just saw that online. Yes. I don't even know how much it is. These things are usually kind of expensive. But I mean, all right. I mean, that's the entirety of the point I needed to bring this morning about Lego.
You know, I did my first grown-up Legos last week during my quarantine.
You did?
Someone gave me like I think it's a 30-piece Moana set, like a kid set, they sent me one of my college buddies sent me like a basket of sweet things, like a little tiny rosemary garden and a bottle of nail polish and a 30-piece Lego set of Moana, and it was so fun.
How did you find the experience of putting together a Lego set?
You know, I loved Legos growing up as well. But I probably didn't. I mean, we grew up in a time when there weren't really kits. I mean, I guess there were kits, but it was way more like, here's a pile of Legos. Mm-hmm. Go and do something with them.
Right.
And so I'm still going to, I mean, if we're going to do like a score of 0 to 10, which we need to talk about our scores of how we're feeling. But on 0 to 10, I'm going to give my Lego experience like a solid 6.5. I really enjoyed it. I'm still going to give a puzzle an 8.5.
Oh, I see.
So I'm going to pick a puzzle over Legos. But if a friend showed up at my house and said, hey, I brought a puzzle for us to do, or I brought a Lego set for us to do, I'd be in on both.
Now, I went to town on puzzles last week. And I said, basically, it's like, you know what you're building. You know what you're putting together. It's boring. You know where I'm going with this. What's the difference? Isn't Lego just a 3D puzzle?
Yeah, I enjoy making the pieces fit. And Legos are all shaped the same. I like looking for the particular shape.
Funny.
I finished a really hard puzzle for me last week. 500 is my number, is my max of pieces, only because I think that's a very doable amount of investment for me. And last week it was one that had a ton of blues and greens. And so I ended up having to separate them based on the shape of the piece versus the color. And I really enjoyed going, okay, the piece that goes there has two outward knobs and one inward knob, like one hole, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I like the puzzle solving of a puzzle more than the zero, there is nothing here. Now there is a tiny ship with Moana on it in my hand.
Yep. Nope. That's very interesting. Yes. I understand what you're saying. I don't know why I like Lego and don't like puzzles though. Cause shouldn't it be, maybe it's just,
I think maybe it's the building thing. I mean, would you like, so our mutual friend, Joy Egrich Reed, who lives in Paris,
we
she
love
did a puzzle. Oh, do you watch her Insta stories, Eddie?
Sometimes I'm very bad on Insta story.
I don't want because you don't make comments on things that I'm convinced you would think are the funniest thing I've ever done, and I don't hear from my penguin pal about it.
I don't. Yeah, I don't even make them though, so it helps. It's not like I'm like producing them and then being like snotty about it.
Also, I produce and do not watch very many. I don't think that's a rule. There's not a if you make them, you have to watch them. But Joy's, for starters, her daughter Millie, when Joy talks like Millie, and it just kills me dead. It's so funny because her daughter's like 1 year old and doesn't really talk. But the other week, month now, Joy and her husband, Matt is his name, they did a puzzle, Eddie, that did not match the picture on the front of the box. It's like a escape room kind of puzzle where you have to notice the differences. Between it wasn't like find 10 differences. It's like solve the riddle or solve the story between what you see on the box and what the puzzle actually is. But it's not hard things. It's things like on the puzzle picture, the drawer is closed. When you create the puzzle, the drawer is open and there's a key.
Oh, wow.
Right? Does that sound more interesting to you?
No, but I guess I'm slightly more into that than the just plain old, like, you know, a meadow with a horse running
through
a puzzle.
That's right.
That is interesting. Yes.
I know.
Well,
very fun.
I'm into that.
Yeah. Same.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me you're on the scale of 1 to 10. How are you feeling today?
I think I'm at like a 6-7. Seven is right. We'll go 6.5. I think I'm feeling, yesterday was a good day. I got off the show and as soon as you and I were done, I like laced up my shoes, went for a big, long, hard run, just almost in defiance of everything and myself and all of it, and came back. And of course, everybody's like, oh, you feel so much better when you work out. And I dislike it when people say that because it's like, nobody wants to do that. Mm-hmm. But for me, for yesterday, I came back and was like, all right, I can do this. And then had a good day at work and felt generally like pretty good about it. And we set up a desk last night that's more dedicated for like the girls homeschooling. They already had a desk, but we made
nice.
We're like, I have my office where I record and do all this stuff. We rearranged a little bit. So it's just a little less, it just feels a little more permanent, and therefore it makes it just even ever so slightly easier. And so we made some of those changes, and I feel okay. How are you?
I'm better today. You know what was funny is you and I reconnected yesterday afternoon for work, and we both said, man, I feel better this afternoon than I felt this morning.
Yeah.
And it just is a funny thing that we just need to give permission to ourselves and each other that we don't have good days and bad days. We have good hours and bad hours.
Totally.
Right?
And news comes at us fast, and there's a lot changes. And
And like crazy. 2 days ago, I had a great morning, and then I went to my office and suddenly felt sad and couldn't pull out of it. And yesterday, still was in it. And as the day went on and did some work on myself and on my job, it improved as the day went on. I'm probably like an 8.5. I'm a high. I woke up feeling great.
You're good.
Yeah.
8.5 is nice.
Yeah, it's a great. Yeah, I feel fine. I mean, I have a bunch of time blocked off to work on the novel I'm writing.
Ooh.
And so that's really fun because I get to do that. We get that blocked off about once a week right now.
Yes.
And that's really fun because I don't have to look at email and nobody. My team is so generous to me of like, Annie, you do what only you can do and we'll do what anybody can do, you know? Not anybody. Yeah. They're very specialized in what they do, but they can't do this part. They can't talk to you and record it, and they can't write my books, you know?
Right. And it's also good business, right? It's smart. Yes. It's smart of them to not make you get super bogged down in all of it because
it's so kind.
There's still only one person that.
Well, you know, when you start your own business, you have to do everything. Like I've done everything in our company at some point or another. And so it feels like it doesn't just feel like I have coworkers. It feels like people came along, and this is Enneagram 7 talking, but it feels like someone came along and said, hey, I'll help you. And you will? Okay.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Now, granted, you're paying them, and it's
a job.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, you're paying me to be here. And I'm like, I don't care. Thank you so much for handling that. And so I even was driving to Radnor Lake the other day. We kind of made a, it's like where I work out here. It's like where I hike. We kind of made a rule on Monday in the company that our physical health comes first, and you can finish your working hours at any time, only because you have to, it depends on the weather right now. You can't go to the gym, you know? And so there's just kind of an understanding that you fit in your exercise and you build your work around your exercise. Yeah. And as I was driving, I just thought, how lucky am I that this company keeps running and I am hiking at Radnor? And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I just feel so lucky. So days like today where I get to write all day and the ship will move forward, I just feel like I have outpunted my coverage and what I deserve professionally. Man. So
I get that, but also I'm glad because it's when people and I think the closest connection I have is actually pastors to what you do, that when they don't put staff around them that help and they just continue to feel like they're a 50-person startup church in a lunchroom and there's 400 people there and they're just falling apart and they don't know why. It's because they don't realize this, because their core competency isn't doing everything. They had to do that early on because you can't afford another person. You got one pastor and she's doing the best she can and that's it. Then God willing, you hire someone to help out with, you know, children's ministry or something. Yep. But I just love seeing people that are not afraid of that, that basically are leading well by giving things away. Cause you would not be able to sit down today and do a novel for 2 hours if you were spinning in all of the other business stuff that I know is going on right
now. That's
right. There's real things happening today. There's emails and calls. You could never be creative. And the moment you stop being creative, right?
The whole system shuts down. Yeah.
Right. The moment a pastor cannot go on a hospital visit or sit down for a couple hours to study for a sermon is the moment the whole thing falls apart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I just think it's good leadership, but also I know it must feel like, you know, Red Cross coming and getting you out of the rubble sometimes when they are like, no, we'll handle this meeting. We got this.
That's right.
This email. You're like, me? Little old me? You're going to save me.
You're going to help me? I just had this dream of being a writer and now we're all going to do this? What?
I just write. I just get to write.
But do you know the other cool thing is that I've gotten to say this before to interns, and I've said this, I say this a lot to the people who work for us, is because I am the leader and because my last name is on everything, I'm the only one who can kill this company. And so it kind of gives them permission, I hope, to try some things that fail and to create some things that we don't love, because I'm like, you can fail at something and it can cost us some money and it can make us have a serious conversation, but you can't kill this thing. Only I can do that. And so it also, it reminds all of us that I have to stay healthy. I have to have space to create. And they have permission to be courageous in their work because I'm not going anywhere as far as I can see.
Now that's the other side of it, isn't it? Is there are people, and this is, well, you've handled this pressure, so I can just say it out loud. There are people who have jobs, but you have to sit down and write for 2 hours today.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting pressure. I've never had to face that pressure, but that's an interesting pressure.
Well, yes, you do, because you have to do your job to provide for your family.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
And you have to show up here to provide for us. I mean, it is the economy of God's kingdom, and the economy of the planet is we show up and create for other people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whether it's a conversation or a meal or a book or an IJM story or a family or a home, you know? Yeah. I mean, these moms who are homeschooling, or dads who are homeschooling their kids all day, like, you're creating education in them. You're creating knowledge in them. You're showing up and building something that doesn't exist. Yeah. It's the coolest part of being a human to me, is that God trusts us with raw materials and invites us to build something out of them.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
I think it's so cool.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think you're right. Yeah, no, I do. I agree. I think you're right. Yeah, there is that pressure, and you learn to handle that. Even mm-hmm. your name is on it, but it's the same. We're all doing it. We're all.
Yeah, it still makes me cry, and I still there's sometimes where I want to walk away and go back to doing other jobs that I used to do. I mean, it doesn't feel like Pollyanna every day. I don't like that I'm having to decide what to do about these small business loans that the government's offering, and how do I? Oh, I mean, in this economy that they're predicting is coming. What do I need to be doing right now to make sure my employees stay taken care of? You know, like, I don't like any of that. Oh, yeah. That's not fun. That's not my personality.
Yeah, no.
But today, I'm so thankful that I get a couple of hours to work on a novel that's been a dream of mine, and my company doesn't halt in the meantime. My team continues to move everything forward.
You know, I know nothing about this novel. I mean, I don't
know.
No
one does yet.
Do you have any public speaking point that you can say other than I'm writing a novel?
No, nothing that I want to yet. I don't know enough. What I know is that here's what I can tell you is that there are two times I have cried in a movie theater to the degree that my friends had to leave me.
An Inconvenient Truth. That was the first one. Where the reality of climate change came crashing down on you. What
Justin
was the
Bieber's
one?
Documentary.
So good.
It's so good. It was so good, wasn't
it? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. Have you seen the Jonas Brothers one? I haven't.
I haven't.
Everybody
but I
talks like it's really good.
I watch all that stuff. And I like the Jonas Brothers. I think they are very talented.
Too.
And I think they're charming. And I think their songs are good. And I don't even care. They're just.
Yeah,
great.
No, I think everything you're saying is good and true.
Yeah, but they don't have much, like, you know, trying to be a cool music person street cred, but who cares? They are delightful.
Who cares? Yeah. I'm going to tell you the story about crying in the movie theater, but
yeah,
have you seen when Seth Meyers will get together with a celebrity and they'll day drink?
Yes.
And when the Jonas Brothers were with him, have you seen that one? And
yes,
they write
yes.
songs?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
it's
yes.
just so funny.
It's so funny. And I also like how the one I liked was Rihanna, because one,
yes.
I don't believe that she drank. And if she did, she is holding it together so much better than Seth, who by the last quarter of it is embarrassing. I mean, he is just too sloshy, and she is still extremely cool.
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
Extremely poised. She is not dropping that persona and that thing that she has built for anyone.
That's right. She did not let those walls down. And I was impressed with it. I still thought it was, and with as much as Seth likes her and thinks it's cool. So, which speaking of, Jimmy Fallon is still every bit home running to me every night. He could not be more endearing to me right now with how his kids are crawling on him, how he and his wife go on walks. She's never been on TV before, and they go on walks and answer questions. He could, in the same way that I feel like maybe you and I are doing some of the best work of our lives in this season, I think he might be doing, like, maybe God put Jimmy Fallon on the planet right now for such a time as this, honestly.
Well, I don't want to get political at all, but the reality of it is...
Weird, I don't know how you're going to do that.
Well, after the 2016 election, he tanked. The ratings of his show tanked because people were generally, they wanted more political commentary. Whether you agree with the commentary or not, the ratings skewed towards a Colbert type who is doing, you know, 15 minutes of the Colbert Report at the beginning of each show and just ripping on politics.
Right.
And Jimmy's ratings just have started to tank because generally the country's tenor was, we don't need just happy.
Right.
We need depth and happy. So it's been interesting with the shift back to, gosh, we are all just so bummed out. We just need Tiger King. We just need funny. We just need easy.
We just need family. We want to see family.
Right. It's not to say that we can't be engaged in things, but
that's right.
He has resurfaced by doing what he's always done, which is just generally being chipper and
being our pal.
Happy about it and excited about his family. And oh my gosh, I'm on TV and my hair is messy and here I am. I love him.
Yeah. Last night he thanked someone who left a box of vegetables on his front porch and didn't put their name on it and just said, thank you for what you're doing. And he was like, and I know you didn't want any credit for that, but I want to give you credit because that's really kind. So whichever one of my neighbors did that, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, man, dude, you are one of us. You are one of us.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, I just, okay, let me tell you the movie theater story real quick.
Yes, yes, yes. I was,
the two movies I cried in.
Yes.
One, the first one was Julie and Julia. Because at the very end, Julia Child holds her cookbook for the first time. And at the point when I saw it, I had never held a book that I had written.
Oh, I see.
And it so deeply connected with the desire of my heart and I just wept. And just thought, could I someday ever get to do that? Like open a package and inside is a book I've written. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I knew the feeling. I knew the feeling had to do with God. It had to do with what I desired. It had to do with where I thought my life was going. The only other time that has happened was at the end of Saving Mr. Banks. Have you seen Saving Mr. Banks about
the Disney movie?
Yes. About Walt Disney turning P.L. Travers' book into Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, this isn't ruining anything because it was the 60s. At the end of the movie.
P.S. It happened. They turned it into Mary Poppins.
Yes. First, A, it was real life. B, they turned it into a movie. C, it happened 50 years ago. D, the movie's been out for 5 years. For every reason, this is not a spoiler.
Right.
In the movie, the author is sitting in the movie theater watching her book as a movie.
Oh,
and she's crying.
Oh, yes. And Emma Thompson, by the way.
Emma Thompson.
Just the best.
And Tom Hanks is Walt Disney. Could there be a better casting for our souls?
Emma Thompson is the queen of bringing you into a moment. I mean, her emotion when she's sitting down in a...
Sense and Sensibility.
No, the Christmas movie that she gets cheated on by her husband and she's sitting there crying and listening to... Well, I don't want to get off. Love Actually.
It's not my favorite of hers. My favorite of hers is in Sense and Sensibility when Hugh Grant professes his love for her and she cries and gulps at the same time. And it is
sweetest. I don't want to get away from this. So she is sitting there watching the movie and crying and feeling.
And it's
the
her
emotion.
Book that's become a movie and she's crying. And the same thing happens to me, Eddie. And when it happens to me, I literally say to God, "What's happening? I don't write novels."
Yeah.
I know what this feeling is and I know what this connection with God is, but my books don't become movies, but I know this feeling. This feeling is deep in my heart. I want this to happen and I'm supposed to walk down a path toward it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I mean, my friends again left me crying and this was maybe someone will tell us maybe 2014 or 15 when the movie came out, maybe 16.
Yeah.
Didn't have a novel in my heart. Didn't have any dreams of writing a novel. Just knew I know what happened in the theater that day. I know at some point I will cross a bridge like this.
Oh, man.
And 2 years ago, I started seeing the movie in my head. I started seeing the novel in my head.
Yeah.
And last year when we started getting a new book deal because... I had finished writing all the books on my previous book deal.
Yeah.
We create the, you know, you write a book proposal. And so I did it for the next book that comes out, the one that comes out in February and that I've already written. And it's a nonfiction. It's right in line with what I've always done.
Yeah.
And in every meeting I would say, and I think there's a novel I want to write. And I would talk about it.
And they generally were receptive to that?
That sounds interesting. That sounds like a good story. And when the offers came back, one publisher included a novel in the offer. And it didn't matter. I mean, honestly, everything else kind of, I went like, I think that's God.
Yeah.
And I think that's my spot now this thing becomes real because I dreamed it up in I know the story. I know what happened in Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
And this publisher, who should not trust me at all to write a fiction book, has just included it in the offer they made me. Here we go. Yeah,
you're off and running. And I will tell the listeners, you have sent me the first chapter, and it is torrid. I was not...
You wish I'd written the first chapter. You can't imagine how hard this thing is to write.
Oh, I have a friend who has written a piece of fiction and, a book that got released the difference between writing fiction and nonfiction is day and night. Because for nonfiction, you can get the... I'm telling you. You tell me if I'm wrong.
No, keep going.
I believe with nonfiction, you can write a book proposal that's thorough. And you got to write a chapter in it. But a really thorough book proposal, they'll buy the book and then you can go and write it. With fiction, you have to deliver them a whole book. And then they'll decide. So you have to write your whole entire book. And sometimes the sequel... book to it before they will even look at it. So the amount of work that you have to do and just the number of ways that you have just included what you've included in that book, Annie, is it was graphic and it was shocking. And I brand wise, I know the interns can't wreck things, but this book is
it's hey, I didn't say that I wouldn't sink the ship, but I didn't say yeah. What I mean is I can turn the ship in any direction I want. And I have turned it down a dark path with this one.
Yeah. I got a page in and I just dropped it on my desk and shred it. And I just apologized to everyone.
And you apologized immediately to the Lord, which is the scary part.
I have no idea who this person is. I am so sorry. So look for it in a bookstore near you coming up.
Now, what the other thing people should know is this book isn't, I'm writing it now because the publisher has been very generous to me and partnered me with a fiction coach. And so we're working on
it's a real
now.
Coach. It's a real coach. They just help you with fiction.
That's right. That's right. It's a football coach. He's very available right now. And so he is helping me with my fiction writing. And I am, so it's, the book doesn't come out for two and a half more years, but we're writing it now. I'm writing it now.
We're out of time for today's show, but I
know we've really done it. Sorry. I didn't mean to talk about my,
No.
We still
got to
do heroes.
No, sorry. But I just wrote down on my list, tell me more about this fiction coach, because there is, I mean, questions. How do you get this job? How English is this person's accent? Have they ever actually written anything fiction? This seems like people that call themselves a consultant.
Do they use pencils that are sharpened with a pencil sharpener? Yes, she does.
All that. I don't want to do anymore, but
no,
we're going to get into
fiction. We got to talk about heroes.
Fiction. And just as a preface for hero time, I have one that's both, one is completely silly, one is just media related. So neither of them are actually important. So I just don't want to step on anything.
No. I have a simple one. I have a great one from IJM, and then you have two. So I'll go simple. You do your two. We'll do IJM.
Okay. Number one hero, ESPN, is releasing the Michael Jordan documentary a couple of months early. The much-awaited 10-part documentary series called The Last Dance about the greatness of Michael Jordan is releasing early. I'm all about us as a country binging. I do need our next binge to not be Tiger King-esque. And I believe that the Michael Jordan documentary could cross over because he is one of the greatest. He's not as
good as Serena. No one doesn't want to watch that.
He's not Serena Williams.
NBA is the lowest. This is a hot take and I apologize for it. Yeah. NBA is my lowest sport I enjoy watching, but I got to watch Michael Jordan play in Atlanta one time and there's nothing like it. And everyone knows Michael Jordan. Right. I just can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah. So that was my heroes. Like, thank you, ESPN. This is the kind of content I would like. But back to Tiger King. Hero is, we know about the terrible story that's actually terrible and not at all funny about Carol Baskin and the disappearance of her husband.
Yeah.
The hero, and Brian brought this article to my attention last night, and I have read it and enjoyed it.
I
am not going to link it because I just don't want it to be on my Twitter, but it is around. You can find it anywhere. The Hillsborough County Sheriff, P.S. I grew up in this area. All of the places in the Tiger King I've been to. I've been to Big Cat Rescue. No big
deal. Oh, yeah. We talked about it. You showed us. Showed me the picture.
Right.
We described
it. That's right. They have reopened. The case has been open, but they are actively taking tips. And the hero is the sheriff who tweeted out like, hey, since this has become popular, feel free to send us tips because they're still trying to find out what happened to this guy. They're not trying to.
But he died in like the 90s, right? Or he disappeared in the 90s.
But it's an open case. There's not. I mean, it's. These cases don't close just because
Carol.
And we don't know that
hello, all you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah, we don't know if it's Carol, but we do know that this person is missing. And Carol seems to want answers as well. So she's probably relieved. But the sheriff. The sheriff has said, I just don't want you to get a letter. Nobody's sending me a letter.
Here's the good news. My office, I'm not there. So mail the letters.
Mail away.
as you please.
But basically, as of yesterday, the sheriff said, like, yeah, we're getting about 6 tips a day, which to me is funny. 6.
Yeah.
On the scope of what this is. And most of them are people that have watched the show that just have theories. And that made me very happy that basically people like us who are sitting at home bored are, you know, freeze framing this show and going like, okay, I think I got something.
I did some Googling and I think I, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to
call
that sheriff.
Experts.
I'm going to call that sheriff, yeah.
You should, you should. So, I've been to that big cat place one time.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are my two heroes.
Yes.
Number one, a buddy we share. I woke up this morning and had a text from Tyler Daswick.
Oh, I love
him. And I love him. And he writes dude notes. Do you read dude notes?
Yes. Yeah. It's weekly news. Not weekly, but...
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just for dudes. And I read it, even though I'm not a dude at all.
Mm-hmm.
But just because he's my friend and I love his writing. And he wrote one today about being a man in coronavirus time.
Yeah.
And it is just poignant. It was just beautiful. And so he's my hero for today because it's the only thing I've read so far today.
Yeah.
I woke up, I made my tea, I read a dude note, but you can find those just by Googling Tyler Daswick dude notes. I tweeted it out this morning. I find his writing to be very refreshing all the time.
He is a good person. I liked when I got to work with him and just respect him a lot as a human being and as a writer that comes through. So yeah.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, so he's a hero today for writing good stuff. I feel a little bit like I get to sneak into the locker room and not look at anybody, but just overhear what everybody's talking about when I read dude notes.
Yes, 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 yes.
I just kind of go, oh, that's what a guy would say to a guy? Fascinating.
You're like, I'm putting that in my novel.
That just got added to that very graphic novel. Okay, today's IJM. I love that we get to partner with IJM to bring a hero every day as well.
Same.
And today's story comes from Kenya, where IJM is working to end corruption and abuse of power by the police, which is heartbreaking. When people feel mistreated by the police, I think that is when people are mistreated and feel it both.
I hate
it.
Well, and moreover, when people are not safe. Like that,
because
it's seriously
when there's not a safe place,
right? You and I have a blanket of safety that we are just appreciating right now because we exist. That there, a lot of the world, including people in the United States, do not have
that
safety. So, keep going. Sorry, keep going.
So, our story today's hero is a young man named David Makara, and he was shot by the police and accused of a crime he didn't commit. He was literally just going about his business when some police officers shot him and left him for dead. He crawled to a nearby hospital and was taken into surgery where they had to amputate his arm. And when the officers heard he was alive, they wanted to arrest him, but the hospital staff refused to let them take him away.
Mm-hmm.
When he woke up, his arm was gone and his other hand was handcuffed to the bed, which is unbelievable.
Yes.
The community heard about his situation and began to rally in support of him. And it was like, David against corrupt police, and there was no way he could afford a lawyer. And IJM stepped in and provided David with a lawyer, and they tried his case in court. He was set free, and the corrupt police officers were arrested. And I just thought, man, the IJM lawyer, it's an incredible story. The IJM lawyer who defended him became his mentor.
Yeah, Victor.
Yeah. And now David has finished law school and is now a lawyer in the High Court of Kenya.
Yeah.
And he's happily married to Beatrice.
Oh, yes.
And what an incredible story to go from being abused by corrupt police. And I always want to say corrupt police because to just use the word police is not kind to the rest of the policemen and women who are very high integrity in the world. But to be mistreated by corrupt police and then to end, in the long run to end up being a lawyer, that's so legit.
Yeah, and I will tell you just quickly, like I was at an event one time and all of a sudden David Makara walks up and I stopped.
Were you like, hi?
I had no chill, and because it's like there's...
Did you recognize him right away?
Oh yeah, I mean I have preached his story for years. I've told this story thousands of times. This is just one of those stories that you hold on to when you're like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? I feel hopeless. Yep. What's going on? You're like, David Makara. And all of a sudden, he walks up. And of course, he's just so cool because what kind of perspective do you have in your life when this has all happened? So he's just happy, cool. What's up? Nice to meet you. I'm like, it's so nice to meet you, Mr. Makara. And I am so honored to be a part of IJM with you. And it's just like, there is just real deep hope. Real deep hope.
Oh, I love him.
In him and his life. So.
Yeah. All right, friends. So make sure you visit ijm.org/hopewithus to see more encouraging stories like this and share them with your community, because we're not anywhere close to being done needing hope. So so you can also follow them at IJM, the three letters, on Instagram. It's ijm.org/hopewithus.
Yeah.
So
makes me happy. Well, Annie, we did it.
I had two great things on my list and we ended up talking about my novel. Sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen.
Oh, I was interested in it. And fun fact, we're doing this in 24 hours. So yeah.
Good news, everybody. My two things immediately are switching from my Wednesday Eddie list to my Thursday Eddie list.
I'm going to read to you really fast just what's on my list without any context. Bathing, okay. Compost, fiction coach.
One more time.
Bathing, compost, fiction coach. And I'm not going to promise to talk about any of them, but I love how random these lists become over time.
Yep. Mine says food truck, baseball.
Love it. Oh, baseball.
So tomorrow's going to get weird, everybody.
Okay. Sarah Willis, I just saw your picture. I'm going to retweet that now. You're going to love this.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, buddy. Have a good day. You guys, go out and wash your hands. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Bye, friends. Yay.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.